Today is Wednesday, March 4th. We're talking Super Tuesday results and how the Democratic primary is looking more and more like a two-man race and the impact of an emergency interest rate cut, plus a daring stunt on an active volcano, high-tech tires, and a first for Mickey Mouse. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. We start with the results of Super Tuesday, the biggest day so far in this election. 14 states and one U.S. territory weighed in on which Democrat they want to see take on President Trump in November. And both former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders had big wins. Biden was declared the winner of at least 9 states. Sanders won at least 4, one of which was the biggest prize of the night, California. The Golden State has the largest population and therefore the most delegates at stake, so that was a crucial win. But Biden pulled off an upset in the second most populous state, Texas. This was a bit of a surprise because Sanders had led Biden in Texas polling and in early voting. It seems Biden got a boost from a wave of endorsements the night before Super Tuesday. Remember, 3 rivals turned supporters all decided to back Biden. Beto O'Rourke, Pete Buttigieg, and Senator Amy Klobuchar all threw their weight behind the fellow moderate. And they all made their announcements in Texas. As of early this morning, only Maine is too close to call. As for Mike Bloomberg, it doesn't look like his late entry into this race paid off. Remember, the former New York City mayor has been focusing on Super Tuesday states since launching his campaign. But after the disappointing results, NBC News reports the Bloomberg camp is debating whether to continue with the presidential run. Senator Elizabeth Warren capped off a rough losing streak with a defeat in her home state of Massachusetts. But at the end of the night, she still promised supporters she'd stay in the race. And Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, who has failed to crack the top 5 in any other primaries, did pick up one delegate last night from the territory of American Samoa. A quick reminder about why Super Tuesday is such a big deal. It offers up about a third of the total delegates. It's a bit complicated and there's a lot to it, but here are the basics of how delegates work. Each state has a specific number of delegates up for grabs during the primaries and caucuses. The bigger the population, the more delegates a state has. So California, for example, offers more delegates than, say, Utah. And candidates need to win a majority of the delegates, not the most votes, to win a party's nomination. We still have a lot of contests ahead. Primaries and caucuses are scheduled in the remaining states through the second week of June. Well, we have some sad news out of Tennessee, where severe tornadoes hit early yesterday morning. People are still missing, and hundreds of others were hurt. At last check, CBS News reports the death toll is at least 24. Unfortunately, that number could go up as search efforts continue. One tornado even went right through downtown Nashville, ripping apart homes, businesses, and a historic church. The governor has declared a state of emergency, and the National Guard has been deployed to help. President Trump is scheduled to visit the area's hardest hit on Friday. Tennessee is getting an outpouring of support, though. Multiple funds have been set up to help the victims rebuild, and we've put a link in today's show notes with ways to donate. By the way, it's worth noting Nashville is a Super Tuesday state. 15 of the 169 polling places were damaged, so officials quickly set up other areas for people to vote. For the first time since the 2008 financial crisis, the Federal Reserve made an emergency cut to interest rates. Rates were cut by 0.5 percentage point. The Wall Street Journal says the emergency move shows the Fed is worried about the potential impact of the coronavirus disease on the U.S. and global economies. Since factories have shut down and even everyday people won't be traveling or going out as much and spending as much money. So the Federal Reserve hopes the rate cut will provide an economic boost, making it cheaper for Americans to borrow money. But it seems so far, Wall Street doesn't think it'll be enough. Stocks rallied for about 15 minutes after the Fed's announcement, and then they plummeted. CNN Business says it could take some time to see the effects of the rate cut, so it'll be something to watch for. And speaking of the coronavirus, there have now been more than 93,000 cases worldwide, with more than 3,000 deaths. And while most of those have been in China, things are at least getting a little better there. The AP reports thousands of people have recovered, and the number of new infections in China is slowing. We unfortunately cannot say the same thing about other countries like South Korea, Japan, Italy, and Iran, where the outbreaks continue to get worse. In the U.S., the number of infections topped 100, and the death toll went up to 9, all of them in the state of Washington. But remember, the majority of cases are said to be mild for people who are otherwise healthy. Nick Wallenga is about to take his longest and highest walk ever. Maybe you've heard of this guy before. Wallenga has walked across the Grand Canyon, Niagara Falls, and Times Square, each time on just a cable. He's a seventh-generation wire walker. Tonight, his cable will be suspended across the Masaya Volcano, one of the world's most active and dangerous volcanoes in Nicaragua. ABC News says the wire he'll walk on is just 1 inch thick, and it's about 1,800 feet long. The lava beneath him is more than 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit and gives off a poisonous gas, so Wallenga will actually have to wear a protective mask and goggles. Ahead of the walk today, Wallenga says he's nervous and excited and calls it a dream. If you can stand to watch it, there's a live two-hour special at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC. All right, we have much more news ahead, but first a quick break to thank our sponsor today, Zola. I suddenly have three friends who recently got engaged, and sure enough, after we get excited and celebrate, they started to tell me about all the decisions they have to make and how quickly it can become a bit stressful. And I can relate from my own wedding planning experience a few years ago. So I'm telling them and you to check out Zola. Zola makes wedding planning so much easier and less stressful with everything in one place. We're talking wedding websites, a registry, invites, and a guest list manager. Zola's free wedding websites can be created in just minutes, and they have cool features like an online RSVP page. And your guests can shop Zola's highest-rated registry of all time right from your Zola website. Plus, Zola has beautiful, affordable invites, and they'll help you track online RSVPs with a free guest list manager. Zola has helped a million couples get married already, and they will help you too. Go to zola.com/newsworthy today, and then use the promo code SAVE50 to get 50% off your Save the Dates. You can also get a free personalized paper sample before you purchase. That's 50% off Save the Dates at zola.com/newsworthy with the promo code SAVE50. Now, back to the news. Facebook is revamping plans for its own cryptocurrency called Libra. The Information published a report saying the social network will now allow regular payments on its platform in addition to the Libra token. So that means when Facebook hopes to launch Libra later this year, they'll also make local currency, like dollars and euros, an option. You may remember Facebook promoted Libra as a cheap and easy way for users to send money and buy various goods on Facebook, but critics worried about how it would be regulated. In fact, U.S. lawmakers had some serious concerns, and high-profile partners on the project, like Visa, backed off the idea. Despite this latest report and some of those concerns, Facebook told The Verge it's still fully committed to the Libra project. To be continued. The timing was not great. The free investment app, Robinhood, which is popular among millennials and has helped revolutionize the trading industry, went offline twice this week. The first outage left investors unable to trade for 17 hours on Monday as the Dow logged its biggest point gain in history. Then yesterday, the service went down again as the markets opened. Robinhood's founders say they underestimated how many people would want to buy and sell at once, and their system got overloaded. Engineers have since updated the infrastructure, and TechCrunch reports Robinhood will now give customers a $15 discount. Amazon is speeding up its same-day delivery in some cities. Until now, same-day orders placed in the morning would arrive by 9 at night. CNET says Amazon's goal is now to have packages delivered within 5 hours. So far, the change only applies to Prime members located near fulfillment centers in Philadelphia, Phoenix, Orlando, and Dallas. Amazon believes these new centers will also address environmental concerns. It claims fuel emissions will go down since drivers won't need to travel as far. But critics are pretty skeptical, since Amazon may gain more customers from this and then make more deliveries. Imagine never having to change a tire again. Well, Goodyear has a concept that could make that dream a reality. The company came up with a smart tire called the Recharge. It would replace its own worn-down treads. Engadget compares Goodyear's concept to a Play-Doh factory. But instead of squishing dough into fun shapes, these tires would squeeze out high-tech renewable materials onto the surface of your wheels. The tires would also be able to refill themselves with air so they won't ever go flat. Again, it's just a concept right now, so we don't know yet if or when the tires will actually hit the market. For the first time, Mickey and Minnie Mouse have their own ride at a Disney theme park. Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway opens today in Hollywood Studios at the Walt Disney World Resort in Florida. The park near Orlando is already home to Star Wars, Rise of the Resistance, and Toy Story Land. This addition brings guests into a cartoon world of Hollywood nostalgia. And it doesn't just feature Mickey and Minnie. Goofy is also on board, acting as a tour guide. All right, that's it for the main news today. But now it's time for Work Wednesday, where we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. And today we're talking about who tends to be the breadwinner in a family. A new survey from TD Ameritrade found about half of American women now bring home as much money or out-earn their partners. Of the women surveyed, 26% said they made the same as their partners, 21% said they made more. It was a much different story for older generations. The Pew Research Center found in 1960, less than 4% of women earned more than their husbands. And the wage gap will likely get even smaller. USA Today found more women are enrolled in college now than men. And workers with college degrees typically earn more than those with high school degrees only. And remember, millennials are getting married later than previous generations, giving them years to establish their own financial independence. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. If you found this episode valuable, please be sure to share it. As always, you can find the links and sources for the stories mentioned right in today's episode description in your app or over at thenewsworthy.com. Just look under the episodes tab. The Newsworthy is here for you every weekday by 4 in the morning. We'll have more news for you tomorrow. Have a great day.